Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us on the radio waves here on this live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach us in that way if you don't mind. I generally think Skype sounds better, so I'd prefer if you can do it that way. You just have to send a contact request, and we will approve it as soon as we notice it coming in, and then after that, it'll be easy for you to get in touch with us on Skype. Again, Skype username lrn.fm. Ian and Mark here in the studio with you tonight, as usual, on a Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. I want to start out with something that is unusual. Normally, we talk about stuff that is, somewhat in the news, not necessarily the top of the news. Free Talk Live is sort of known for focusing on other things that we consider to be important, but the average news editor doesn't necessarily agree. And whether the news is going to pick up this story that we're about to share with you, I cannot predict. I have sent out a press release about it. In this case, this is Free Talk Live hosts breaking the news, Mark. We are the ones making this news, myself and Rich Paul, who is generally our Tuesday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. We took a portion of the afternoon today to go to the Keene State College graduation ceremony. The commencement, I guess, as they call it. And normally I wouldn't have any interest in attending Keene State College's graduation ceremony, but in this case, they were having a special guest speaker to whom I would like to have, I wanted to say a few words. And her name is Maggie Hassan. Now, for listeners who don't spend any time in New Hampshire, you probably don't know who Maggie Hassan is.
Right. So it's the New Hampshire governor, but it's the weakest governor in America, right? Like, New Hampshire's governor has very...
the weakest of all 50?
I'll look it up, but that was what I've heard.
Okay. I mean, it's believable, right? So what makes her so weak, though? Just curious.
She's very little gubernatorial power.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where you'd go to learn more about that.
I would assume you'd go on Google and you'd search weakest governor.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she is still strong enough to be able to veto things. And
she's got that power.
Yeah. And she is going to presumably veto the upcoming cannabis decriminalization bill. Now, just to be clear, the cannabis decriminalization bill here in New Hampshire has passed a number of times. It has passed the New Hampshire House a number of times, and there's speculation that it might pass the New Hampshire Senate this year. The House passed it with a record percentage. I think it was 74% of the entire House, but only a portion of the whole House was there on the day that this thing went through. So it was actually 80% of the House that was present when they voted on this. So a supermajority. Pretty sure you can call 80% a supermajority.
Yeah, that's a supermajority in many ways defined in American politics.
Right, a supermajority of Republicans and Democrats voted in favor of cannabis decriminalization here in New Hampshire this year in the State House. Again, we're still waiting on the Senate to vote on this. But Maggie Hassan, she hasn't quite yet pledged to veto it, but she's probably going to veto it, and it's not a done deal, I guess is what I'm saying at this point. It's certainly possible that her mind could somehow be changed, but in previous years she has vetoed this, and the governor that was previous to him, or to her rather, that governor also vetoed similar legislation. So it's been a real tough slog to advance cannabis decriminalization here in New Hampshire. We do have a medical provision that passed a couple of years ago, but they're really kind of dragging their feet on implementing that. And this woman, Maggie Hassan, is no assistance with that. So with all of that in mind, we Rich and I came to the Keene State College commencement and proceeded to sniff out her location. She was going to be part. I thought she was just going to kind of show up at the last moment and then run up on stage, one of those moves. But no, she was actually being a little more schmoozy with people. So she was hanging around with a large group of some of the teachers and administrators while they were waiting for the commencement to commence, if you will, with the line of I don't know how many hundreds, if not over 1,000 seniors that were waiting there to, you know, get in and take their seats. So,
is she giving the speech?
She was giving a speech. I believe there was a couple of speakers, and she was one of two.
I feel really ripped off. It was like, oh, yeah, and we brought the governor in to speak for you. Really? The governor?
Yeah.
Wow, thanks.
So, yeah, she didn't exactly have a crowd of fans or anything like that surrounding her, thronging her, anything like that. And so after locating her, and Rich Paul got to the location, because we've got handy two-way radios here in Keene, so it was easy to communicate when one of us spotted her, I then, shortly thereafter, Rich approached, as well as another local activist here in the Keene area, and here's what it was like.
Hey, Maggie, isn't it hypocritical for you to oppose marijuana decriminalization when you yourself actually smoked it when you were in college? Do you think you'd be better off today, Maggie, had you spent some time in handcuffs for your youthful indiscretions?
Because she actually has admitted to smoking cannabis when she was in college, actually. So I think that's an important question.
I love how people ask these hard questions and you never get answers.
Pointed with the Common Core to say that we love our children. We want them to. We don't want them abused.
Call me. Folks, please allow us and our families to enjoy our day. Thank you.
Well, she's not allowing.
Okay, so the person who speaks up there and says, please allow us and our families to enjoy the day, I suspect he's some high-level administrator at the college. He's sort of accompanying Maggie Hassan. He's got like a, you know, they're all wearing the graduation gowns or whatever you call those things, and he's got like a gold sash around his neck. So he seems to be more important than the average administrator here. And so, anyway, he says leave him alone.
People's families to enjoy their day when they... Excuse me, sorry about that. She's not allowing people and their families to enjoy their day if they get caught with marijuana because they'll have their financial aid taken away from them. Isn't that right, Maggie?
70 men that you keep in jail for 1 year for marijuana represents a murder, a complete life stolen from someone who has harmed no one. How do you sleep at night? How dare you interfere with people's personal decisions?
I love Rich Paul. I love it the way he handles this lady. Because, you know, he makes an interesting point, and it's one that I'd never heard made before. The idea being that, you know, Rich went to jail for basically a year of his life for the act of selling this particular plant to other consenting adults. And his point being, if the average age of a man's life in America is approximately 70 years, then for every 70 men that has been sent to jail for possession or sale of cannabis for a year, at least a year in length, she has essentially murdered one person, right? She's taken a year out of all 70 of those men's lives. So in the aggregate, that's, you know, sort of like killing somebody.
I don't know. Having spent some time in prison myself, I don't think it was like being dead.
Well, I mean, it's not like being dead, but you aren't able to control your own life.
It's kidnapping.
Yeah, and do the things that are most interesting to you.
It's ridiculous that people in New Hampshire are going to prison for what people in Colorado can do freely. And, you know, there's no problem. Colorado is, like, we're seeing there aren't that many problems created by marijuana legalization.
More the problems are solved.
Yeah, the problems are created by the government. The problems are created by the statists who want to lock everybody up for doing stuff that they don't want them to do. That's what the problem is. The problem is governors who are in bed with the police union.
Yeah.
Just the fact is she won't move because the cops won't move because the cops know that they get lots and lots of money for arresting relatively harmless individuals when it comes to smoking pot.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's basically she's the top cop. I mean, she's the head of all the police.
She's the chief of the executive branch.
Chief of the executive branch. And she's definitely on the side of the police. And the police have been, you know, very, very difficult to move in the right direction on this particular issue. So she's basically telling everybody to screw themselves by saying nothing on this matter. Of course, she doesn't even acknowledge that we're present there. It's her sycophants, the man who told us to leave them alone. And then you'll hear from one of the students who's walking next to her here in a moment. They're the ones that are speaking up and coming to her defense. We'll share more with you from this afternoon. This was news that's broken. You can see the video for yourself, by the way, over at freekeen.com. We broke it there. The video is on YouTube. Please feel free to share it. Freekeen.com. We'll continue with harassing or haranguing or whatever you want to call it, one of these government goons who is responsible for continuing the insane war on drugs. You can join us here at 855 450 free. Coming up, we've got a sexy story.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now more Free Talk Live.
Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's all kinds of features available for you on our website. Go and enjoy them over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, more of the confrontation of New Hampshire's highest government official, Maggie Hassan. I and Rich Paul confronted her for a solid 5 minutes straight today. She could not get away. Normally, when I get the opportunity to confront her on something, which I have a couple times in the past, it'll usually be in, like, Concord. When I'm in Concord, I'll spot her walking around somewhere, and she's going from one point to another, and Concord's the capital city here in New Hampshire. And so she's usually bustling off somewhere, and she can hold a phone up to her ear and pretend like she's talking into it to, you know, make it look like there's a good reason for her to avoid having communication with an interested constituent. So we'll continue with that audio here in a moment.
She didn't even make an effort to do that this time, though.
Nope, nope. She just looked straight ahead and did her best to pretend like we weren't there, calling her out for her hypocrisy and her refusal to support cannabis decriminalization thus far here in New Hampshire, which means that New Hampshire's behind the ball. I mean, despite the fact the Free State Project exists here, New Hampshire is behind the ball when it comes to the rest of New England and cannabis decriminalization. Maine's had it since the mid-70s, and the other states, Vermont, Massachusetts, they've had it since within the last three or four years, basically. So it's about time for it to happen here, and it needs to happen. So we're giving her a hard time about it today. I'll play the audio here in a moment. But I want to let you know about Next Issue. You can go and surf through over 150 of some of the most popular magazines in the United States. Plans for the Next Issue start as low as $9.99, and one account can be shared with up to five people. You get full access to over 150 magazines for less than the cost of what you'd pay for two of them at the newsstand.
It's a good deal.
I mean, we're talking about big names like ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Men's Health, Esquire, Car and Driver, Maxim's in there. Of course, you know, it's always nice to go look at the pretty ladies in an issue of Maxim, and now you've got them right there on your phone. You can dig into the back issues as well.
It's got Popular Mechanics. It was probably my favorite magazine.
Yep, plenty of great stuff in there for ladies and for special interests. So go and check it out for you. Next Issue is like the new newsstand. NextIssue.com/FTL. That's where you can go to get signed up for your free trial and get a $15 savings. It's a great deal, but it's only available if you go to our URL. So again, that's nextissue.com/FTL. It's like the Netflix for magazines, only better. You get
access. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, you get access to all of the latest issues. And of course, you can when you pull up the issue that you want to read, it actually gives you an easy to kind of surf through table of contents, and then you can select the story you want to go directly to, and it'll jump you right to it. So once again, nextissue.com/FTL. We'll continue with some more of the audio today that is an exclusive over at freekeen.com. It's probably the first time it's ever been played on the air anywhere, as we're confronting Maggie Hassan, the New Hampshire governor, on her hypocrisy surrounding cannabis decriminalization. This woman admitted to smoking cannabis when she was in college.
Well, that's a good idea as a politician to get that out of the way so that you know, it doesn't get brought up while you're doing your campaign. But what it also does is it opens you up in the future. You're sending people's kids to jail.
That's right.
Over a plant that the vast majority of people underneath the age of 50 have smoked. I don't know if that's
it's
entirely
a lot.
True.
It's a lot of people.
But it's a lot of people have smoked. I mean, did we really need, because at this point, you're not incarcerating people who smoke marijuana so much as you're just incarcerating unlucky people. Far more people smoke pot than go to jail for it or get fined for it. It's ridiculous.
Continue with some more of the audio here.
Can't you see me? I'm a constituent. Are you blind?
So we've got the administrator now, the man who's got the gold sash on, that asked us to leave them alone, let them enjoy their day for this commencement ceremony. He's now pulled out his cell phone and goes to take pictures of both me and Rich Paul. I don't know if it's for his personal collection or if he thinks that's somehow intimidating to us. But,
yeah, not.
It's not.
Don't you have a conscience? I mean,
why do you harm peaceful people?
She's just standing there. She can't go.
Yeah,
anywhere.
I wouldn't want to answer for that kind of behavior either. I don't blame you.
You know, she smoked cannabis when she was in college.
Really?
Yeah, she admitted it.
She locked her ass in prison.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Don't you hate me.
Now, the only thing that would have made this better is if we had 20 people instead of two or three. I'm sorry, Ed was there as well. But we had a handful of activists, and we can have more as soon as more people move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We actually just had a new guy show up today after we got back from this particular event. A new dude showed up over here at the LRN.FM studios and introduced himself. He just moved up from Florida. So
there you go.
It's always nice when that happens. If you want to learn more about why we're here in New Hampshire getting active, you can go check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And it's worth pointing out that Porkfest is coming up. We are literally 6 weeks maybe now away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is the yearly camping festival that we've had the pleasure to be involved with ever since we moved up here, Mark, and we broadcast live from the event every single year. We're going to be there again this year. Go to porkfest.com if you want to learn more about it. PORCFEST.com. Now, the woman who just asked if she can help us is the security agent, the probably nearest by security agent with Keene State College.
No, I'm doing
Okay, so the clapping that you hear in this clip is a woman wearing a blue shirt, and she's behaving in an interesting manner. I actually do run into her at one point, and you actually heard me apologize to her earlier.
I did hear that, yeah.
In the clip. But before that, I passed by her at one point. Then she moves to come around and get in front of me to where I then ran into her as I was sort of
in basketball. It's called a pick.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's, just picked you off.
Now, this is the third time that she's actually moved in front of me again. So as we pass by her, she then moves behind us to stand up and watch the procession. She's like the only person clapping, by the way, for Maggie Hassan here. There's literally no one else who really cares about this woman.
The only thing worse than having no fans around is like having one fan around.
Yay.
Ooh. You're an embarrassment, Maggie.
Not to me.
Ah, now Mr. Not to Me is the gold sash man again, so he's coming to her defense.
Somebody would come and speak to my college students.
Oh, yeah? How many kids do you think she should put in prison? She supports imprisoning probably about half of these kids out here.
What are we doing?
Oh, I'm talking to Maggie Hassan.
I know. Come on. Have some respect for the graduating students.
Oh, I'll leave the students alone.
Have some respect for the rights of the people, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
How many of those students have lost their financial aid because of the arrest that were ordered by this woman?
What about them?
How dare you, madam?
All right, so there's a little bit more to this. We're halfway through. 5 solid minutes of giving this
badgering
woman,
the governor.
Yeah, giving this woman a piece of our mind. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join the fun over at freestateproject.org. Freekeen.com is where you can go and see the video and share it if you like. We'll come back with more, and you can share your thoughts, whether it's on, cannabis decriminalization or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs. With with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark, you've got a disturbing story. And kind of a funny story about a man, an older man, who fooled multiple, I think, younger women into having sex with him. Now facing a rape charge or two. How many charges is he facing?
Yeah, well, he's facing up to 7 years, let's call it that.
All right, I want to hear more about that when we get a chance. We're going to also play some more of the audio from the New Hampshire state governor being confronted publicly over her hypocrisy on cannabis decriminalization. But first,
I am going to Freedom Fest. It is July 8th through the 11th at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. This is the largest gathering of liberty-oriented folks in the world. It is an incredible event. They have a huge vendor area and lots of great speeches. I'm going to tell you some of the people that are going to be there, but some names you'll recognize, say Peter Thiel, Steve Forbes, John Mackey from Whole Foods, Harris Rosen, Steve Wynn, Those are a bunch of just sort of the rich guys that are going to be there. People from Cato, Heritage, Reason, Students for Liberty, the Ayn Rand Institute, Freedom Works, Americans for Prosperity. It's going to be a big event. The headlining event is the debate. They're calling it the debate of the century between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Steve Moore is the number one Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. He's taking on Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize economist and number one New York Times columnist. And they're debating austerity versus stimulus, red state versus blue state, flat tax versus progressive tax, only at Freedom Fest. It's going to be a huge event. Come hang out with me and, I'll do some interviews. We can chit-chat. Dinesh D'Souza is going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just think. 7-11 in Vegas. It's at the Planet Hollywood. You can go register at freedomfest.com or you can call them. So freedomfest.com and the number is 855-850-FREE. It's 855-850-FREE. That is toll free. And freedomfest.com.
Let's go to Dana in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hey, Dana.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
All right. You know, listen, legalization of drugs, it's just never going to happen, unfortunately. I mean,
it happened in Colorado.
Well, that's a strange thing to say. Well, do you mean all drugs or
Yeah, I mean all drugs. I mean, if you look at this, and you guys know this, I'm preaching to the choir, but if you look at the drug war that's been fought since the 80s, I mean, at the height of the drug war, they were only able to stop 5% of drugs getting through into this country. It's a horrendous waste of money. All drugs should be legalized. I don't care if it's cocaine, heroin. Everything should be legalized.
I totally agree. But why so defeatist, though, Dana? I mean, if you're on board with the idea, why do you think it's impossible?
Well, because everything is based around money, and there's money. There's no money in decriminalization. I mean, you look at the prison system. The amount of people that are in prison now compared to even 30, 35 years ago. There's money in prisons. There's money in criminalizing these things. And it all comes down to that. It's sad.
I think that's true. I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, that is certainly the motivation for the police to continue to come out to oppose even medical marijuana. I've been to almost all of the state house hearings on this particular issue, and I've seen them trot out the same old stupid, long since defeated arguments and propaganda time and time again. And it's not that, you know, if they actually did what they claim to do, and that is protect and serve, then they would shut the F up and stay home. Rather than go out to these hearings and continue to advocate for the status quo. These people are clearly dishonest and they're not, you can't trust them. But all that said, you know, you do have a situation here where 80% of the state house this year, and that's up quite a bit from last year. Last year they passed decrim at the state house, but this year it overwhelmingly passed. We don't know what the Senate's going to do in New Hampshire with it yet, but it looks like it may pass the Senate for the first time ever as well.
I don't doubt that the marijuana will happen. I think that'll happen in a lot of states, like it did in Colorado. I just, they fight all of this because of money.
Oh, yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yep.
I mean, if you
and it's slow going. It's taken a long time to turn around these terrible marijuana laws. But, I mean, once marijuana falls, isn't that the first domino? I mean, wouldn't that open the door to some extent to at least have a conversation about some of these other drugs and sort of the nature of prohibition? I feel like that at the very least, here in New Hampshire, we can have that conversation, at the very least with many of the state reps who will listen to you and will actually treat you like you're a human being.
Right. No, I agree. I'm not trying to be defeatist. It's sad that you look at everything in this country. I mean, whether it's the drug war or the wars, foreign wars, industrial military complex, nothing is done, it's done dishonestly just to perpetuate the cash cow and on all these things. I mean, Eisenhower said when he left office that his biggest threat was the biggest threat was the industrial military complex, and it's carried over into the drug war. It's carried over into all of these things, and it's just something doesn't work.
Yeah.
You ought to just it doesn't work. The drug war doesn't work. Criminalizing marijuana doesn't work. I just don't understand why people are just so opposed. I know why the cops are and why, law enforcement is.
I think a lot of parents don't want their kids doing drugs, and I think that that's a reasonable thing not to want, right?
Right, like, so legalize them, and that'll help.
It will help, but it's sort of counterintuitive.
Yeah, Right.
So wait, is this what you experience in your life, Dana? Do you, you know, when you talk to people, do they bristle and, you know, balk at the idea of drug legalization when you present it to average people?
Well, they just call you a, you know, I got people that call you a Ron Paul crazy libertarian, you know, they don't, not everybody, but a lot of people, you're, you know, you're real right-wing conservatives. I mean, they're against it. They think any kind of drug legalization is horrendous. You know, I've had some positive feedback by people that say it's a great idea, but for the majority of people, they just don't, they think any kind of drug is horrendous. And I don't support drugs. I've never tried drugs. I don't have nothing to do with them, but it's just, you know.
I bet you've had a drink. You must have had a drink at some point in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Of course I've drank. But I mean,
That's one of the most hardcore drugs you could possibly put in your body. I'd just like to point that out.
Well, absolutely. And that's the problem. People are, you know, I mean, so aren't cigarettes. Cigarettes are horrendous for you. They cause cancer, everything else. But it's just, if people were really concerned about fixing the problem, they wouldn't be opposed to any of this because it's not working. It's just, you know, I don't know what the statistics are. You hear all kinds of things, but how many people are actually in jail because of marijuana? That's something that people argue back and forth about.
I've been to jail with guys who were there for cannabis, and I thank you. Dana, good call, man. I appreciate it. Let's keep going. Even though you don't think it's possible, let's keep moving this ball forward as much as we possibly can, because even if all we can ever do is get decriminalization on some drugs, then that's still better than what we have today. And I don't think that it's politically impossible to promote, at the very least, lessening penalties for some of these drugs to where, like, I don't know, let's say, I don't know if possession of LSD is a felony in New Hampshire, but in some places it is. So, you know, making that into a misdemeanor rather than a felony and having some level of decrim, I think that's reachable. And I especially think so considering we have thousands of liberty-minded people already in New Hampshire, but thousands more are coming as part of the Free State Project. And already one of the main players in the marijuana decrim movement, marijuana legalization movement in New Hampshire, is a Free State Project participant. His name is Matt Simon. He heads up, is he heading up MPP right now? Anyway, he's in charge of one of the major lobbying organizations on this issue, and he has just single-handedly really pushed this issue forward in a way that may not have happened were it not for his efforts. So if one man can have, you know, the effect that that he's had on this, I think we're at the very least in good shape on marijuana for the future, and I think we can have a conversation with these state reps about other drugs. And Dana, thanks for your call tonight. Don't give up. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's no doubt it's going to be a tough pitch to try to decriminalize LSD, methamphetamine, you know, crack cocaine, all kinds of
stuff. I'd like to be swayed by your argument that if marijuana was legalized, that they, you know, that politicians might see other drugs being legalized. But you can talk to them all day long about all the problems that alcohol prohibition, you know, that solved, getting rid of alcohol prohibition, the things that solved, and nobody wants to hear it. The fact is, people consume less liquor than they did back then.
Well, I don't know if nobody wants to hear it. I mean, a lot of these state reps, you can actually talk to them.
I'm talking about
The hell with the rest of the country. They, you know, if you care about freedom, you should be in New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org. There's more Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450-FREE.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is the good time. For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's
premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're doing our live Saturday edition of the program here. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. Started the show out with a video clip that you can see for yourself over at freekeen.com. It is the top story there right now. That is one of the sites that I am a blogger for. And this afternoon, myself and our co-host on Tuesday nights, Rich Paul, we were out confronting the New Hampshire governor on her hypocrisy on the issue of cannabis decriminalization, in that she basically has refused to sign cannabis decrim. She's going to have another chance this year. Maybe she'll change her mind, but I wouldn't get my hopes up given some of the things that are coming out of her mouth about the issue and have come out of her mouth about this. But in this particular case, you don't hear a single word from Governor Maggie Hassan in this five-minute-long clip. And I'm not playing the whole thing on the air. There's another section at the end where we get kicked out by the security guards. So you'll have to check it out for yourself over at freekeen.com when you get a chance. But if you want to support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. Maybe you need to get a camera for yourself so you can go confront some politicians where you live. You can get some cameras from Amazon. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com or groceries or whatever it is you need to buy. They probably probably carry it. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon UK, Canada, and Amazon US. And then whatever it is you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's jump right into your calls and thoughts. We've got Mike listening in Iowa in the Des Moines area. Hey, Mike. Hello, Mike.
I'm
in Iowa.
A long time caller.
Welcome, sir.
Yes. I'm a 30-year-old veteran firefighter farmer without a single criminal record. 4 years ago, I started smoking marijuana.
Okay.
And I can't believe how that has changed my mind on everything. My mind's sharper, everything's better, and I have never seen a problem with it, not a single instance of an issue. But now I'm sitting here going, wait a minute, I can get arrested and my life ruined because of one thing. And does that make me a horrible person because of that?
Well, it'll make you somebody in jail. The criminal justice system isn't about catching bad people and punishing them any longer. It appears to be it's the prison industrial complex where they just put people in there and it's an excuse to extract money from the taxpayers. And you know, nobody likes the convict, so it's very difficult to defend somebody who's in that position. And you know,
and
that's it.
The
they also get the opportunity to disarm you at that point too.
Yeah, because, well, see, now, if I got arrested, I would be looked down upon. They wouldn't care about that I was an Army vet.
Mm-hmm.
Or that now that I'm a firefighter, once that pulls out, hey, look, you can't be a firefighter anymore.
Yeah, all because of a plant. All because of a flower that you had on your person.
And I have no criminal record whatsoever. No felonies. I have traffic violations. That's it. And yet, this thing is one thing that can ruin my life.
What's the legal status there in Iowa? Do you happen to know offhand?
For marijuana?
Yeah.
Or just cannabis oil at this point. We are trying to push through some more medical provisions for cancer and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see anything going any further. I mean, hell, we just got to fireworks right now.
fireworks? Oh, you're trying to legalize them. Okay, well, that'll be a good thing if that happens.
So many years since they illegalized it, and they've been fighting for years and years just to get fireworks. So I don't see marijuana becoming legalized in Iowa anytime soon.
So it could be worse. I'm looking at the normal charts here. If you go to normal.org, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML.org, they've got an easy to look at state listings, state info. You click state info at the top of their site, and then you can click on the state in which you find yourself. And it will tell you, in this case, in Iowa, it is apparently a penalty of a misdemeanor, depending on which offense it is. So first offense, up to 6 months incarceration, maximum fine $1,000. Second offense, up to a year incarceration, maximum fine $1,875. And third offense, up to 2 years incarceration, maximum fine $6,250. In some places, like my original home state of Florida, it is a felony to have over 20 grams of marijuana. So in Iowa, at the very least, you could have more than 20 grams of marijuana by my reading of this chart here, because it says any amount.
What they get you on is the drug tax stamp. Because whenever you get arrested for marijuana, they also tack on for you not paying the drug tax stamp. Too.
I have never seen that happen. I do know that there is, you know, a federal law on that, but they just generally don't bother with it. What was that? I'm sorry.
In Iowa, a buddy of mine just got arrested, and he got charged, I can't remember how much it was, over $5,000 for a drug tax stamp.
You're right. Iowa is one of the states that has this. According to Normal, the state has a marijuana tax stamp law enacted, which mandates those who possess marijuana are legally required to purchase and affix state-issued stamps onto his or her contraband. Failure to do so may result in a fine. Right.
Yeah, it's like, how could you pay for your drug tax stamp on something that's already illegal?
Mike, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck out there. Stay under the radar. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So essentially, Mark, they have the same thing in Iowa that they have at the federal level.
Well, at the very least, I would claim that the tax stamp rule on the state level seems constitutional to me. On the federal level, I think it's... they had to pass an amendment to make alcohol illegal in the United States. They just passed a law to make marijuana illegal, and that's a real problem. And they didn't even know when they were voting on it that cannabis and marijuana were the same thing.
Let's go to Steve. He's in St. Louis. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Steve in St. Louis, going once. Steve in St. Louis going twice. We're going to put Steve on hold here. Maybe he's in a bad cell or something like that. Let's go in the meantime to Matt calling from Decatur, Alabama. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, it's a quick one. I remember the TSA protest with Derek Jay and Kelly Voluntarius.
That's right, the Don't Strip Our Rights protests. There was a series of them, about two or three.
And by Don't Strip Their Rights, they mean they got into their underpants and stood next to a TSA line.
That's right. Actually, they walked all throughout the airport handing out information to very receptive folks. Go ahead, Matt.
I just wanted to ask, have you all heard from Kelly lately?
I have, as a matter of fact, not within the last few months, but within the last, I would say, 6 months, I have exchanged some words with Kelly. She was an early mover for the Free State Project, but like a lot of people, their destination in life changes, and she has since left New Hampshire and is now living in Arizona, which is where she lived previous to living in New Hampshire. Hopefully she'll come back someday.
I think she's got more work to do. She made national news, and to be honest with you, I think it kind of punches. It's something you got to remember.
Wait, something who has to remember? Meaning the viewer would remember what she did?
Yes, I guess it just gets to you. It's something, if somebody feels that passionately about something like that,
mm-hmm.
and obviously I've actually told Derek about his work, but Kelly, that's something, someone like me, you can't forget that. And obviously, nothing against Derek, it's Kelly.
Well, you know, somebody's going to look at that video and say the opposite, right? They're going to say it was Derek that was the most interesting of the two. But they made a great team, and it made for a really entertaining YouTube video, which is still out there. You can just go and search Google for Don't Strip Our Rights, Kelly Voluntarist, and I'm sure that will bring it up. Or you can also go and watch Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which is the movie that I am both part of on the screen and
producer.
The executive producer for. And we featured that Don't Strip Our Rights back when we made the movie as well, so you can catch it sort of in the full context of what was going on at the time that way. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and you can watch the movie right there for free via YouTube. Again, that's victimlesscrimespree.com. But Matt, thank you for the call tonight. Next time I talk to Kelly, I'll let her know that you're asking about her, and I appreciate hearing from you. And he's right. You know, there is a lot of really memorable activism that has gone on up here in New Hampshire, and most of it's being performed by Free State Project participants. We touched on that briefly earlier. The idea is to get 20,000 people who love liberty to pledge to make the move here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And there's a wide range of what that means. Some people are minarchists. They believe the government should be very, very small. Others are voluntarists, like myself, who believe that the state is an antiquated, decrepit idea that needs to go away and that we need to have a marketplace rather than a one-size-fits-all monopoly. And so there's a whole range of beliefs here, but generally the belief is that government's way too big as it is, and we need to do something to wrest it down to size, but that libertarians are too few and far between. We're too spread thin all around the United States and around the world. So let's concentrate our action here in one place. Go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more there. We'll come back with more of your calls at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Mark, you've got the story about the old man, who fooled some young ladies into sex, and they are not happy about it. He's now facing prison time as a result. That plus more audio of confronting the governor. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.